You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello and welcome to Triviality, the game where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. My name is Jeff, and I'm kicking off today's episode. We've got lined up for you here the showdown for the first episode of the Bloodsport finale. Joining me this morning, I've got Neil in studio. How are you going?
I'm doing well. That was a very Australian greeting for me today. The how you going? Thank you.
Yeah, it's very early for me, and Neil was kind enough to make me a cup of coffee before I came over. So I haven't yet settled into a rhythm, but I think we're going to get there. Certainly by the end of today's game.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'm dressed in an Ebenezer Scrooge outfit of a cap and long gown with nothing under it, but I'm trying to stay awake here. But we do have our favorite Marley or Marley's ghost, I guess Waldorf and Statler, coming into us from the Midwest here. Ryan Myers. How are you, Ryan?
Hi, I'm doing well. I had to attend three different holiday parties last night, and I'm happy to have a day off today.
Oh, good. Did you have to cook anything for them or no?
I was simply asked to bring alcohol, so I did that.
Oh, good, good. So you brought alcohol and you consumed alcohol, I'm assuming.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, that's all right. That means you had a good time. So that's.
I actually drink with moderation. I'm fine. It's just funnier to act like I didn't.
No, of course. For those listening, if you've listened to the first two episodes, which are all part of our kickoff episode of the Bloodsport Finals, you would know that the lowest scoring competitors have to go to a showdown, and the showdown is going to decide which competitor is going to move on and which one is going to stay with us until the next episode. And we have two great competitors who had great scores that just happened to be that they were lowest, so that they're going to be in the showdown today. So we have representing Europe, all of Europe, as we like to say, behind him in his quest to win Bloodsport, coming to us from the Netherlands, Willem van Vendelu. How are you, Willem?
Hey, good day, I guess, guys. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, good. And it's afternoon by you, right? You're about to go host a trivia event?
Yeah, I do that every Sunday. I start at 4. The quiz itself starts at 7, but it's just quite some preparation before that. So,
well, good.
To be there around 4.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And I think folks already know who you are and kind of what you're up to out in the Netherlands. But instead of telling us that, how do you feel being in the showdown, and any words of intimidation or encouragement or disencouragement for your competitor today?
Disencouragement?
Disencouragement. I'm coining a new word.
It's very early here, as you could tell. I think the word you were searching for was discouragement.
Well, I'd like to think that we're coining a new term here on Triviality, the disencouragement, just like strategery, but for a very old reference
it's like a much more Midwest way to go about it, where you're not actively discouraging, but you're also not actively encouraging.
Exactly.
It's disencouragement.
Like, yeah. What do you got for us, Willem?
I'm hoping people are not catching up to the fact that I try to plan these things that are like midday for me, but really early in the morning for my competitors, so I can get an easy win. But apart from that, I'm looking forward to it. I'm just really glad I came this far anyway. So whatever happens today, I'm fine with the result.
Well, we're just happy to have you here, and we hope you enjoy all 10 questions on the Ming Dynasty. but thank you for...
Oh, dear.
Thank you for joining us today. And Jeff, who is our other very strong competitor today, getting oiled up and ready to go?
Yeah, that's our representative from the East Coast of the United States, coming to us from just outside of Boston, if I'm not mistaken. That would be Chris Shen. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm good. And, you know, Willem's strategy has failed because, as I was telling him before you guys joined, I'm a teacher, so I wake up at about 5 a.m. every day. So this is about lunchtime for me.
It's okay waking up at 5 a.m. I guess you got your brain juices flowing. And I know last game you had a large cup of Dunkin' that was scalding hot that you're ready to throw on competitors. Is that what you have for with today, or is it something different today?
No, you know, I couldn't keep the Dunkin'. I drank it. So I have now have my hands on a Revolutionary War musket with a very long bayonet.
Long enough to reach the Netherlands, I hope. Yes. Well, thank you, Chris, for being here. We're excited to have you. Let's throw it to Ryan. Ryan, what is today's showdown? And this will be the same format that we'll use for every showdown when there is an elimination. So feel free to explain it for everyone at home, and we'll get into it.
Luckily for y'all, the showdown is the least convoluted format of trivia for this entire competition. I'm simply just going to read you 10 questions across a variety of categories. Person that has the most correct at the end will stay. If there is a tie, we will have a tiebreaker. So let's go ahead and start with question one. Which fashion brand takes its name from the family nickname for the current head designer for Prada?
I know very little about fashion, as you know, those of you who are on this call can see me wearing just a blue hoodie. I guess I'll just guess L.L. Bean, because I have no idea.
All right, and Willem.
I said Dior.
Dior. Her name is Miuccia Prada, so it's Miu Miu.
Is that that Pokemon that's really hard to get?
It's exactly twice.
Yeah, Mewtwo,
squared.
Right?
Yeah. Mewtwo, Mew squared, Mew Mew. It's all the same.
Let's go to question number two. The director of Drag Me to Hell, The Quick and the Dead, and the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man films is perhaps best known for which horror franchise?
I think that's Sam Raimi. Just trying to figure out. I'm not even sure if that's that Spider-Man. That Spider-Man series, if that's him. But I think he did Evil Dead, which is all I can think of. So I'll lock in with Evil Dead.
And Chris?
I went a little more recent. I said Insidious.
One of you will be getting points. Sam Raimi's breakout was 1981's The Evil Dead. Let's go to question number three. Which scientific-looking landmark was built for the 1958 World's Fair in Brussels?
I'll look in.
I don't know. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, it's a couple of metal balls connected to each other, the Atomium.
Atomium is correct. Well done. I haven't looked at these questions in like a month, so I'm rediscovering them all with you. Number four. What is the name of the contraption for drawing and blowing air that is most closely linked with stoking the flame in a fireplace?
I'll look in.
I can picture this. I know exactly what it looks like.
I'm looking at one right now.
I'm just trying to remember the name. I feel like I have it somewhere in my brain, but a bellow? I don't know if that's
and right. Willem?
Yeah, I'd know like 95% of my English through video games, and one of the things I recognized from your question was bellows.
Yeah, it's a bellows. Very well done. Both of you get some points there.
So, Ryan, you use the surname of the artist George, known for painting boxers, and in my head, I hear the actor from Shawshank Redemption, Ally McBeal, Gil Bellows, so...
I do think about George Bellows.
There's a very deep reference for random people who watch Ally McBeal, I suppose.
Only you, baby. Number five. Which painter who often signed his works using just his three initials is so known for painting women with large butts that there exists a word in the art world bearing his name specifically for women of this type?
I'll just give you my answer and save you the pain. I'm going to say Sir Mix-a-Lot.
It's the very Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yes, he got the Sir for his achievement in the arts. And Willem?
I said Peter Paul, or actually just Rubens.
Yeah, it's Peter Paul Rubens. Absolutely. You got all three there. Rubenesque is the word in question.
Yeah, I just came back from Madrid and they have like a couple of pictures, a couple of paintings by him. And it's really recognizable. If you've seen them, I feel like you've seen most of his work.
All right. So after the first five questions in the showdown today, Chris has a score of 1 and Willem in the lead currently with 4. But anybody's game.
We still have got a whole second half here to play. Number 6, the legendary sea monster called the Kraken allegedly lives in the sea between which two modern-day countries?
I'll lock in.
Trying to figure out two countries that are pretty close together near a sea. Let's say Spain and Morocco.
All right, and Chris?
I'm just going based off of the new, well, relatively new NHL team from Seattle. So I was going back and forth between the U.S. and Canada, Canada and Russia, but I just said U.S. and Canada.
The correct answer, it has Norse origins. It is between Norway and Iceland.
Should have paid more attention to Liam Neeson when he released it.
Yes, which is, that's a Greek god releasing it, mind you, which is insane. Number 7. What song title is shared by a 2018 David Guetta and Showtek song, Nicki Minaj's first hit single, and perhaps the only song most people remember by the 80s band The Outfield?
I think The Outfield is, what's the song called? So it's Josie's on a vacation. I won't sing that one to help anyone. I think this song's called Your Love.
Okay. Then Chris.
I don't know. Music is one of my blank spots. Well, I guess most of the questions today are my blank spots. So I said Milkshake.
Milkshake. The correct answer is Your Love. Number 8. What is 35 converted into binary?
All right. Shall I start?
Yes, please.
100011.
And Chris?
I just threw a bunch of zeros and ones out there because I don't know how to convert binary, so I just said 0101.
It is 100011. 32 plus 2 plus 1.
Apparently you're all robots, because that definitely went over my head.
Once you know how to do it, it's pretty neat. And kind of easy once you remember your squares and stuff. But
is this why you're always texting me at like midnight and it's just a lot of zeros and ones because you're trying to?
Well, it's because I'm usually malfunctioning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Question number 9. Also the name of a country, what is the Spanish word for hibiscus? Hibiscus tea is traditionally served in this non-Spanish speaking country during Christmas time.
Not coming up with anything. I'll just say Colombia.
All right, and Willem?
Yeah, realizing now I've kind of made a mistake, I guess, because it's not a country I think that celebrates Christmas, but I said Lao.
The Spanish word for hibiscus is Jamaica, or Jamaica in this case. And number 10, which graphic novelist wrote the stories for Watchmen, From Hell, and V for Vendetta?
Yeah, I think I have to tap on this. I'm not really well versed into graphic novelists, so I cannot even come up with an answer.
All right. So, Chris, what do you have?
I don't really have anything. I'm just going to the Lucky Johnson here. I know that I'm going to know it when you say it, but yeah. I'm just
his name is Alan Moore.
Alan Moore, big beard. Don't ask him about any of the adaptations; he'll yell at you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Neil and or Jeff, where does that leave us?
All right, after 10 questions here, that leaves us with a definitive score. I don't know why I said it like that. Willem totaled up 6 today, defeating Chris, who unfortunately only was able to get one of those. So Willem will be moving on to our next round, and we'll have to bid Chris adieu.
Well, congratulations, Willem, on moving on. How do you feel going to the next round of Bloodsport?
I'm just hoping it's not a time pressure round. that it makes it way easier if I have some time to think about questions. So, yeah.
Well, Ryan has some great things up his sleeve for the next round, and Chris, we're sorry to see you go. It's been so much fun seeing you go through all these rounds and beating other competitors to get here. Unfortunately, your musket just wasn't long enough, and Willem took a boat all the way to the dissection of Norway and Iceland and sent the Kraken to rip your body in shreds. So
this is the most violent blood sport death we've ever had.
So sorry about that, but thank you so much for being a part of this with us, Chris.
Yeah, thank you for putting it together, Willem. Good job today. I mean, you know, even if this wasn't at early in the morning, I don't think that I stood a chance against you. I wish you all the best of luck, and I'll be cheering for you. And to Triviality and Ryan, thank you guys for putting this together. I know it's a lot of work on your part, and I had a lot of fun and did much better than I – or went much farther than I expected that I would when I first got
the East Coast champion.
What's that? East Coast champion, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, thank you, Chris. Yeah, no, of course. Thank you for being a part of this. Before we go and bid everyone adieu, as Jeff said, Ryan, what can people expect going into the second episode? I'm not sure what you want to reveal or what can people expect for a different type of game for the next round?
Things will get a little King of the Hill, let's say.
Ooh, King of the Hill. All right. We'll get ready to yell Bobby. And we'll see what happens. But Jeff, before we go, we have to thank our network, Airwave Media. There's some great shows over at Airwave Media. You can check them out at airwavemedia.com. There's one that we have a promo swap for right now called The Box of Oddities, which is really fun. We're going to be working on trying to get those hosts on our show and possibly visiting over at their show. But Jeff, what are some other shows people can check out?
Absolutely. In no particular order, I'd like to mention a couple shows. One being I Know What Scares You.
Spiders.
Rainbow Puppy Science Lab and The Ancient World. So I don't know if any of those scare you. Sorry to have paired them in such a way. But
I don't know if The Ancient World's about ancient worlds or it's like by that guy who says science and his hair is really crazy. That's in the memes, but we'll have to find out. We'll have to see. That's what Airway's for. We got to go check them out. But yeah, thanks, Jeff. Thank you to Ryan, Willem, and Chris for joining us today. And for Matt and Ken, who didn't join us today, we appreciate all of their support as well. That was another episode of Triviality Bloodsport Season 3. We will see you next time.
1000011.
Oh, thank you, Jeff, for that compliment.
Spend less time staying in the know about all things gaming and more time actually watching and playing what you want with the IGN Daily Update podcast. All you need is a few minutes to hear the latest from IGN on the world of video games, movies, and television with news, previews, and reviews. So listen and subscribe to the IGN Daily Update wherever you get your podcasts. That's the IGN Daily Update wherever you get your podcasts.